Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
A survey by born-again Christians stated less than half believe that Jesus lived a sinless life. The devil is a liar. In Hebrews chapter 4 and 15, it says, "This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for Jesus faced all the same testings we do, yet he remained without sin." Let the church say amen. In Matthew 5 and 21, it responds to something else that survey said. It said that many are now saying that human life is not sacred. I'm talking about born-again Christians. The Bible says you shall not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. You see, the word of God is not being taught as God's absolute literal truth anymore. A Gallup survey stated, Americans who identify as evangelical or born again are much more likely than others to view that the Bible is literally true. Although even among this group, the percentage believing in a literal Bible is less than 50%. So I am beginning to teach the book of Revelation. This book is a revelation of the truth about Jesus Christ himself. He is Savior, but soon he will be our judge. It is also a disclosure of future events surrounding his second coming. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, once again, this is a revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants the events that must soon take place. He sent an angel to present this revelation to his servant John, who faithfully reported everything he saw. This is his report of the word of God and the testimony or the witness of Jesus Christ. Now, folks, to understand the book of Revelation, we must first understand who God and the Bible tell us Jesus is. Because there are so many people today that just have wrong information. They didn't get it from the Bible. See, the book of Revelation says this is a revelation from Jesus Christ. The book is to reveal to us who Jesus Christ really is. God called Jesus his son. How many of you believe that? Matthew chapter 3 and 16, it says, "And when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Holy Spirit descending like a dove, and it alighted upon him, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.'" How many of you believe that? Good, because it's in the Bible. In fact, the coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, was predicted throughout history. Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Listen to what he said. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from this time forward, even forevermore." Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. And he was born in human form so that he could die for humanity. In Isaiah chapter 7 and 14, it says, the Lord himself will give you this sign. A virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and she will name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Bible tells us that an angel visited Joseph, Mary's fiance, in a dream, saying, and this is found in Matthew chapter 1 and 20, do not be afraid to take to you, Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people of their sins. Fulfilled prophecy is evidence that the Bible's origin is from God. There is no other book, there is no other religion that can predict the future. There's a book by J. Barton Payne. It's called The Encyclopedia of Biblical Prophecy, and it states the Bible contains 2,000 prophecies, including some 300 prophecies about the life, death, and the resurrection of Jesus. Listen, and there are no prophetic failures in the Bible. God sent an angel to Mary saying that she had been chosen to be the human mother of God's son. Listen to that story in Luke chapter 1 and 31. The angel said to her, behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. So Mary asked the angel, but how can this happen? I'm a virgin. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. You may say, well, that's difficult to understand. Well, the incarnation was when divine nature was joined with human nature within Mary. With God, all things are possible. In fact, that's exactly what the angel told Mary. Listen to what it says in Philippians 2 and 6. It says, Jesus, who being in the very nature of God, being just like God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in the appearance as a man. In fact, just before his suffering on the cross in the garden, he prayed to his father. This is found in John 17 and 5. He said, Father, glorify me in your presence with the same glory I had before the world began. Jesus Christ is eternal. He wasn't just born on this earth. He has always been. Now, I repeat that God confirmed that Jesus was his son. Let me give you another verse in Acts 2 and verse 22. That's an easy one to remember. Acts 2, 22. God publicly endorsed Jesus by doing powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through him. That's what that verse says. Jesus was crucified for the sins of the world. But guess what? He never sinned. It wasn't because of the sins that he did. It was because of our sins God placed upon him that he died on the cross. Let me give you a verse for that. Isaiah 53 and 6. It says, all of us like sheep have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid upon him the sins of us all. He was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we might be healed. He was whipped so that we could be healed. The Bible says he had done no wrong. This is verse 9. He had done no wrong and had never deceived anyone, but he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. And that's speaking of us, all who accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. We are his descendants. But I'm going to say it again. Jesus rose again. I said, Jesus rose again. Jesus rose again. And he was seen by a host of people. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 3, the Apostle Paul wrote, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And he was first seen by Cephas, or Peter, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 people at the same time.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives, and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
One day, Jesus was speaking to his disciples and ascended into heaven right in front of them. And as they watched him go up, two angels appeared and said, "What are you looking at? The same Jesus that went up is coming back the same way." Acts chapter 1 and 9, I have to read it. After Jesus spoke these words, as they were watching, he was lifted up. He was lifted up. He was lifted up, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They continued looking up at the sky. They were shocked. Then two men appeared to them in white clothing, and they said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking into the sky? Jesus, whom you saw taken up from you into heaven, he will come back in the same way that you saw him go." I'm just feeling you want to just praise God, so give him a clap offering for all of this good information. The Bible says the disciples, they were filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, and they just began to spread the gospel all over the world. In Mark chapter 16 and 20, it says the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said with many miraculous signs. However, the Christian church was then attacked with persecution. Approximately 60 plus years later, though, the Apostle John had a supernatural encounter with the glorified Christ. Jesus asked him to write the book of Revelation. And this is that account in Revelation 1 and 10. This is what John said. He says, "It was the Lord's day, and I was worshiping in the Spirit, and suddenly I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet blast. And it said, 'Write in a book everything you see and send it to the seven churches in the cities of Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Now, next week, we're going to talk about the mode of persecution the people went through. I'm just going to touch on it. In fact, I need to talk about this because it's so important that we really understand the background of the time of the book of Revelation. But let me say this first. Revelation is one of the most exciting prophetic books in the Bible. Many people are afraid to read it. Some because they don't understand it, others because it may tell them something they don't want to hear. But the word revelation in the Greek language means apocalypse. It means the taking away of a veil, exposing something that had been concealed. The book of Revelation unveils the events that will precede and accompany the second coming of Jesus Christ. And the author of the book of Revelation is Jesus himself. Jesus wrote the book. In Revelation chapter 22 and 16, listen to what it says. It says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message for the churches. Jesus wrote the book. He wrote a book of revelation about himself so that you would realize he's not just the lamb, he is the lion. And if you haven't accepted the lamb, get ready for the lion because he's ready to roar very soon. Now, while on earth, Jesus was asked by his disciples concerning the time and the details of his second coming. And listen to what the Lord said. This is found in Mark chapter 13 and 32. He says, no one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen. Not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father knows. However, after his ascension, Jesus received from the Father that information. He sent an angel to reveal the information to the apostle John in a vision. And Jesus instructed John to write that vision and distribute it. That is the prophetic book of Revelation for the entire church to read for future generations. Now, this is an interesting verse. Revelation 19 and 10 says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. You see, Revelation is a prophetic book. It is not history. It reveals the future. In fact, most of it is still unfulfilled and yet to come. And to set the stage for a deeper understanding of Revelation, we've got to talk a little bit about the historical background. I'm just going to touch on it. Because there was severe persecution during the time of the writing of this letter. And one reason was because of emperor worship. Everyone must worship the emperor as their god. Because if you lived in the empire, you owed your supreme allegiance to the emperor. Well, guess what? Christians could not worship the emperor. So they were not showing allegiance to Rome. They were in a lot of trouble. Let's talk about Nero. Have you ever heard of Nero? Nero was the fifth Roman emperor. He was a bad guy. The persecution of Christians by Nero began in the year 64 AD. And after a great fire swept through Rome, destroying much of a city, Nero himself, being responsible for starting the fire, blamed the Christian community. And as a result, widespread persecution broke out. At times, Christians fought against savage animals such as dogs in a gruesome display of violence and bloodshed. Others were victims who were crucified. Another particularly gruesome form of execution was to burn Christians alive as human torches. Persecution of Christians was not confined to Rome, but it spread through the entire empire in the world. And according to Christian tradition, the Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul were both martyred during Nero's reign. In 2 Timothy 3 and 12, it says, yes, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ will suffer persecution. I want to just read one of the letters that Jesus sent to the church in Smyrna. Listen to this. This is all happening. Like I said, persecution was horrible. Revelation chapter 2 and 8. Jesus told John, write this letter to the angel, that is the preacher or the pastor of the church in Smyrna. And this is the message from the one who is the first and the last, who was dead, but is now alive. I know about your suffering and your poverty, but you're really rich. I know the blasphemy of those who oppose you. They say they are Jews, but they are not. They are from the synagogue belonging to Satan. Don't be afraid of what you're about to suffer. These are Jesus' words to these Christians who are about to die. Don't be afraid about what you're about to suffer. For the devil, he will throw some of you into prison to test you. And you'll suffer for 10 days. But I want you to remain faithful, even facing your death. For I will give you a crown of life. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he's saying to the churches. For whoever is victorious will not be harmed by the second death. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 and 28, he said, don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They can't touch your soul. Fear only God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Let me ask you a question. I have to ask you this question because these Christians, they were willing to give their life, not just their time and their energy, but their life. They gave up their life for their faith in Jesus Christ. What are you willing to give up? How much are you willing to sacrifice for heaven? Your wealth? Your family? Your life? You know what Jesus said? He said, if you're not willing to give it all, you can't be my disciple. And as we get into this book of Revelation, folks, you're going to see things perhaps you never knew. But it's going to challenge you. It's going to challenge you to make sure that you've made peace with the lamb so the lion doesn't get you.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part two of Revelation, the Unveiling. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to the program once again today. I want to thank you for your dedication to the Lord and to his desire for all of us to draw closer to him. And I think, especially now, so many people are seeking God as never before. I want to pray with you right now because I know that there are needs. But we serve a God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly more than we can ask or think. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and for your grace for us all. We ask you, Father, to keep us safe. Your word says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of protection. We pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Keep us well and help us, Father. Thank you for helping us even in our financial difficulties. You are the God of hope. And we look to you today, and we thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.